Okay, it's a further discussion on the motion that was just motivated to incorporate into the budget a fundraising commitment from from the LSB to raise $5,000, Ms. Antaram.
Yes, I'd like to say that this is the only board that I've been a member of where I'm not required to raise funds.
Right.
Ever since I've been a board member here, I've been talking with different board members. And I can honestly say only two people on this board have shown interest in raising funds. I think that should be one of our first and the main responsibilities.
Yes.
One of the problems is that the people who are running for office are not told that when they are members of this board, they will be required to raise funds.
Yes.
Instead, all of the attention has gone into faction fighting and so on, I will not get into it. But that's where all the attention and energy goes into instead of fundraising. So I hope everybody will support this. This is something we should have been doing, and I think $5,000 for a 24 member board is nothing.
Right.
I have served on other boards, and this is like a shame that we have to raise $5,000. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to hear from Leslie what other options, what other avenues of fundraising are you thinking about.
And I see Mr. Crumshaw next on SAC, and then I'd like to call the question on the motion.
Well, I've said all along that as soon as I can present a viable budget where our income actually matches our expenses, which I believe we have now, I can start working with major donors. I certainly couldn't go out and ask major donors to contribute when, in fact, our expenses exceeded our income month after month, because who's going to give money expecting me to come back next month?
Right.
So that is, that is going to be my first step. I've made a couple of contacts, and the plan there is to reach out to key donors and not particularly ask them for more money, but to develop, particularly in certain circles in this town, younger donors who can also be brought in as major donors. We are, in fact, looking at having an audit by the end of September, so I can start researching through the foundation directory and other sources for grant money, finding what applies, and starting to put those materials together to go out and do foundation work. We are also obviously involved in community events, although those aren't big fundraisers. They're really good for promotion and name recognition of the station out there, and we desperately need that, too.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we need to be cultivating more listeners at the same time I'm cultivating big money, because as Lydia reported, our listenership has dropped, and I believe the statistic is 1 in 8 listeners donate. So you work the math the other way. You bring in, 1,000 listeners, you get so many donors out of that, and we have to be working that end of it too. If you would like, at the next meeting of this body, I will actually bring you an entire development plan.
Yes.
I just want to point out that this board did pass a motion to create a development task force and made an effort under the previous interim general manager to not go very far. I'd like to see if we can reconstitute it with Ms. Radford now as the general manager. Mr. Crumshaw.
I've served on about 5 boards, and what Ankane said is also true from my experience, which is that people who belong to a board are aware of what it means to raise funds and work on projects. And the important thing related to this effort would be consciousness raising. We do our best, for example, in water conservation, but it also then puts us on the line so that we start to look at what agribusiness is doing, and we have more interest because we realize what the individual sacrifice means to us. And so in a like manner, if we work together, first of all, it would help to build some harmony within the board, people working together, actually trying to achieve something, and having a concrete goal, something that would make a difference. And I think that's extremely important. When I go to the phone room and talk to people, I take extra time to make sure that they're happy, that I've answered all their questions, and I make sure that we have follow-up, and I take numbers, and I'm sure other people who do that also do it. It may be a small thing, but it's something that helps to build the integrity of the station and our commitment to our mission.
Okay, I see Mr. Argueta and Mr. Pride, and I'd like to have those be the last two comments because we need to move ahead with the rest of this area. We need to get public comment before we have a motion.
Yeah, on the 29th, there will be a concert, you know, the Slide Underground, and in front of the radio station. So, we at the Spanish language programming, we are doing events. I mean, any kind of event, you know, like meetings, you know, poetry, whatever. So, and we'll keep doing it like that, you know. And then we provide the chairs, we bring them from wherever, from a friend, from wherever, you know, Barbara Trump or whatever. But we do it, you know. So, I mean, really, it's up to us, you know. Stop complaining and do work, you know. That's
yes.
It.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Pride.
Yeah, I concur. This is the only board I've ever served on in which I haven't been asked to raise money. And going into NLGGA, it was like, you know, you'll have to raise $20,000 this year. And we also coupled that with not just saying, go do it. It was, we had regular training. We had fundraising professionals who came in and donated the time and gave us classes on how to reach out to your corporations, to your family, your friends. So it'd be great if we also get some training in conjunction with the request.
I'll point that again. There's a vote on tonight's agenda to do exactly that. So if we can get to it before the end of the meeting. So I just wanted, before we take public comment in general, I want to get a sense of the board. Is there really any opposition on the board to the motion?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll have to take a vote on that. I'd like to ask before we take public comment also, I'm looking for a motion once, if after we amend it, is there a motion to adopt this budget as a recommendation to the National Finance Committee? Is there a motion to recommend the adoption of this budget? I see Mr. Reyes.
Sorry.
Once it's amended. Are you making
amended?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Is there a second for that?
No.
Okay. All right. We're going to take public comment. I'd like people to speak to the entire content of the budget.
Michael, we have 5 extra minutes.
By the way,
okay, thank you. Excuse me, 20 minutes public comment then?
No, 15.
Well, we have used only 50 minutes, and according to this, we'd have 70 total, so do we want to give 20 to the public?
No, we have to come back and discuss the motion to adopt the whole budget.
Okay,
we have
so
to vote.
Minutes,
yeah, public comment is still public comment.
I put two public comments.
Okay, it's fine. It's 15 minutes of public comment.
Okay.
That doesn't use up the entire time for this
discussion.
Okay,
thanks, Michael.
Okay, so this I wanted to say before I address the budget itself, I was one of the early people who registered to vote online. It is very important to consider this. When John Wenger spoke about the statements not being sent out, he's right, because that's part of the larger bulk. So we need to consider that as well. So I urge everybody to vote online. This year, many regulations have been put in place to make sure it's done correctly. Leslie Radford, the gross salary was $1,015,810, the total net $1,409,868,000. You're saying that we're going to be saving $180,000 for the three people that were let go.
No.
So then the question becomes the number you just gave us, which is the working operating budget, taking a little bit over that or a little bit under, would be $3,289,151, your number, or somewhere thereabouts. Did you factor that saving into that number, or is that saving yet to be reflected from the three that were let go?
No, it's an answer at the end.
Okay. That's a major question. It needs to be addressed, because in that case, I'm very thrilled. Because if 70% of the budget is represented by the net salary, we really need to hone in on that.
And I support the motion on the floor.
The Attorney General figured in
in 2002, 2001, when we walked back into the station after the suit in Alameda County. At that time, only the Sierra Club had a structure that we eventually ended up with, which was that the subscribers were participants in your governance. Only the Sierra Club, and they didn't own anything. In 2001, our signals were worth $500 million. We could have passed off WBAI for $300,000 at a heartbeat. We intentionally, in those bylaws, we did not ask the boards to generate money. Because we're in a great business of radio. We're not in the business of charity. The second point. This is the first, I've been on finance committee for over 10 years. Lydia is not here, and I, and the GM at the time, has stood in that GM's office, and the business affairs secretary would simply answer one question. I made the number up. That's the nature of our finance for the last 15 years, in my experience. This is the first time I've seen a budget where there's been actual work to generate a meaningful answer to the question, where's the money going to come from, and where are we going to spend it, and can we survive? That hasn't happened until the last month or two. I'm tired of serving on that finance committee.
Yes, let's realize what is the situation. Well, our manager asking us, coming with suggestion, every so-called activist to go and come up with $500, everybody are questioning. Outreach committee during the fund drive, 2-3 nights, Rosie, Doug, Marla, we were providing food to the station, saving money for the station, bringing, you know, listeners to the station. I went and I asked a friend of mine, he donated his van, clinic, it's $5,000 for the station to put the KPFK, our power to the people, and he's going to pay for the insurance, for everything. Why the other people cannot do that? I could do as an activist for years and years to go and find four members to pay for $500. Every one of you could do that too. Let's please listen, you know, to our manager. We could do it and save the station.
Over here. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and that Muhammad is His servant and messenger. Greetings, I'm Sister Charlene Muhammad. I'm making here an official complaint against Interim Program Director Alan Minsky and Board Member Steve Pride, and I'm demanding before this board that Mr. Pride cease and desist making false accusations about me, slandering me, my show, and my religion, specifically in part telling lies that I and we hate gays. I was denied due process by Interim Program Director Minsky, and I'm making, again, a formal complaint here over his holding secret meetings and conversations with Mr. Pride and others about my show, and then taking improper disciplinary action in 2013, under the guise of putting Sam Brown on the air, whom I love very much. Alan gave me an email saying, think outside the cage, and my show, Liberated Sisters, will be placed on hiatus for 5 weeks. He said that we were going to have Sam Brown on. Later in the email, he said, on another matter, we received complaints about homophobia. I haven't listened to the show. We will meet about this after I do so by this Friday. That time has come and gone. Mr. Minsky has not met with me. I had a hunch that it was incorrect, and I spoke to him about it, and that hunch was verified when Mr. Pride approached me, my producer, and a guest in the station, and made the accusation.
Time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Charlene. Serious.
My name is Roger Zimmerman. I listened all day Saturday and all day Sunday, and I personally found absolutely nothing that was objectionable or destructive of the image of the station. I actually enjoyed very much the programming that was done. And respectfully to Leslie, I would hope that you could also on air open up that Liberty Hill project to listeners as well as individuals. Because I personally would be glad to, you know, give at least $500 in that case. That we know it's going to be taken care of.
Thank you.
Thank you, Roger.
That's it.
My name is Charles Ferguson. I listened to Sunday night between 9 and 9:30, and I found it very inspiring. And anyway, that's just an aside. As far as fundraising and the budget, I have two suggestions from opposite ends of the spectrum. The first one, I think, you know, a lot of KPFK's listeners have traditionally been low-income people, and when they tune in and they hear, well, you can, you know, get this for $150, and you can get this for $250. And it's you know, it's kind of off-putting. I guess it's not my station anymore, is the thought. And I think that they should go back to small is beautiful, and the way of maybe doing that would be, you know, the publishing industry has gone into this thing where it's publish on demand. Where you can publish a book, and they can arrange it with a publisher, and somebody can order your book, and it's actually printed and mailed. Now, if we set that up with a CD printer, a CD is much cheaper than a book. And at the end of every, instead of a fund drive, or, you know, in lieu of so many fund drives, at the end of each program, say, you know, if you want a copy of this, just blah, blah, blah. So, you know, you could have, and you could, there's probably a way that we could even, like, you know, for cost, put these out at various political events or, you know, Earth Day or whatever the other things are, just to get the name of KPFK out there and try and work in younger listeners. Is that time?
Yeah, thank you.
Well, the other one will have to wait.
Yes, good evening. I want to share with you that I agree 100% to the overwhelming need to recruit new listeners. As a matter of fact, this is one reason why I pushed for over 5 years for train and bus ads to pull in the new people. Yet I wonder how management means to accomplish this, or intends to accomplish this. I can tell you this, I depend on public transportation about 95% of the time. And I have yet to see even one KPFK ad on any of the trains and buses I've ridden. Not even one. So something is wrong here. Good evening.
Several points. I agree with the doctor on the bus ads. We need extensive outreach, and we need, of course, quality programming. Now, people will differ in what extensive means or what quality means. Nevertheless, it needs to be said. That's crucial because we're running a radio station and not something else. I think we should remember, though, that also I want to say what Rigo said, in-kind services, and I would add equipment and materials. We should regularly, not during the fund drive necessarily, regularly solicit that. We have a wide, varied audience. We have a lot of talents, abilities, and resources other than money. Definitely worth pursuing that on a consistent basis. I want to ask Leslie, though, what about the Honi and Masters situation and the African Mental Liberation thing? That is to say, you mean a criticism of the Mental Liberation thing in her important listener the other evening. And also, there's no clear explanation that I've heard on the air why Ian Masters is not on. I'd like you to deal with that. And my comment on this is I think everybody on the air should be allowed to say what they want to say, subject to certain norms that we understand. But there also should be the right of criticism and feedback, including among the programmers. Now, this hasn't happened before. Which is to say that I don't think there's anything wrong with one programmer criticizing or disagreeing with another programmer or listeners as well. That's something that should be considered, I think, by the manager. And by the manager.
Thank you. Behind you.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. I am very heartened, actually, to see some actual work together across this divide, which let's be honest. Look at this room. This is ridiculous. It looks like Congress. Here's the Democrats or the Republicans. Or is this the Democrats and this the Republicans? So that's a beautiful thing. I was kind of disappointed in the selection for committees. No offense to you, my brother Chuck. I love you. John Crumshaw would probably have been better for the audit committee. You know, but at least there was some things beyond that. But anyway, let me introduce myself. Hi, I'm Adam. I'm the community relations coordinator, which means I'm a volunteer.
Okay.
So,
which communities?
All of them. All of them that relate to KPMK. So I will be coordinating you in the phone room this weekend. So can I see once again whose hands are going to be in the phone room?
Can we come on weekdays?
I'm here, you see. And yes, you can. Yes, wonderful, wonderful. Everyone on this board who didn't raise their hands besides Steve because I knew he was working on something.
Come on weekday.
I think you should be there.
That's good.
I really do.
Yes.
But it's your choice. But of course, we'll publish a nice thank you list to everyone who is there. And I suggest everyone voting for this board use that as their metric when they make their decision.
Okay.
So thank you.
I'm so glad. I know. Can't shame me over this, Jeff.
Can't shame you about anything,
Miss Gordon. That's for sure.
Damn straight.
That's 13 minutes, Michael. We're okay.
Yeah, that's all right. Is there any additional public comment? Mr. Frederick, you did it. There's still 90.
Second point.
Take another 90 seconds.
Your second point.
The other one was, I know it's been mentioned before, but putting energy, well, when Steve Jobs was brought back to save Apple when it was in the toilet, he surprised everybody by saying, you know, what is it that we have that nobody else has? Our brand. All right? KPFK for decades has done really good work in this community and all of Los Angeles. And there's a lot of goodwill out there. And in terms of you know, trying to enlist the aid of celebrities for donation services to put together an event, you know, like maybe Jackson Browne and some other musicians, and you know, approach somebody else with a venue and try and get them to sign on for the good of the cause. I think it's a worthwhile endeavor, and I think it'll raise more than $100.
Thank you.
One more quickie. I think we need to have town halls at the LSB's job and all station meetings to discuss some of these controversial topics and bring in a larger body of listeners.
Thank you. We're in time for the public comment. So we're back to the body for its business. There was a motion to amend the budget, and then there's a motion, once we deal with that, if it is amended, to accept the budget. So we had our discussion. We're going to move to a vote on Ms. Preston's motion to amend the budget. Yeah, I'm sorry.
May we have a roll call vote on this, please?
Yes.
Okay. Will the secretary call the roll on Ms. Preston's amendment?
What is the amendment, please?
Secretary can read the motion.
Is this fundraising goal a line item in the budget? And do you know what that line is? Because all I heard was that you had a fundraising goal.
To amend the budget to include a $5,000 goal of income. From the LSB.
Starting. This is a separate motion.
It's a motion to amend the budget by adding a revenue item of $5,000 designated as a fundraising goal of the local station board.
So it would be a project heading.
Yes, it's on the revenue side of projected income. So we're taking a roll call on that motion to amend the budget in that way. There's a separate motion on the agenda for later in the meeting dealing with the question of training and many other things. If you want to vote for this amendment now, you can do so. If you don't, you can vote no.
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Ankeny Antrim.
Yes.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
Abstain.
Lydia Brazond.
Yes.
John Crumshaw.
Yes.
Luis Garcia E. Ivins.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Abstain.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
Fred Klunder. I'm sorry. Fred Klunder.
Yes. Sorry, my phone going off.
The yeses are 13, the noes are 0, the abstentions are 1.
And I vote yes, too, even though I'm going to turn off.
Yeah, you're not.
I'm sorry, 2 abstentions.
Okay, so the next... I turned my phone back on to see what time it was, and it's going crazy.
Is it time to go?
No, it's not time to go by any means whatsoever. It's never time to vote on the budget. So, are people content with a show of hands, or do we want a roll call on the budget as well?
Roll call?
Okay. Can Secretary call the roll on a motion to accept the budget as amended?
Chuck Anderson. We're voting on the budget as amended. Voting to approve. We're voting on the budget as amended.
I'm wondering about Anderson. I know. Go on. Sorry.
You're going to have to discuss.
And what is your vote?
Yeah. I'm sorry. We exhausted the time of discussion, I think. But we're at time to decide, and we need to move to a vote.
Voting on the budget as amended. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Persson.
Yes.
John Crumshow.
Yes.
Luis Garcia E. Ivins.
Yes.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
Absolutely not.
Fred Klunder.
I'll abstain this time.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
Steve Pride.
Abstain.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spriestersbach.
Yes.
Did Chuck Anderson come back?
Came in, yes.
Yes.
Is anyone present who I neglected to call?
Yes. Yes, you.
No,
call me.
You're not a member of the body.
It's under appeal.
The yeses are 10, the noes are 2, the abstentions are 2. Mr. Chair?
Passes, right?
It's for you, to say, not me.
Yes, it passes. Thank you. Moving on, we have the following items remain on the agenda. The KDSA Foundation Report, 10 minutes. I'm not sure what that is, because it wasn't at the governance meeting. Implementation and follow-up action items, 10 minutes. The PMB reports, I think we cut that down to 25 minutes. The judge report, which is 1 minute. Committee and task force reports 15 minutes, mainly the governance committee, and then we move the additional public comment. What's the sense of the body?
Given that it's past our normal time of adjournment, although we didn't see. Oh, is it? What time is it?
10:13 or 10.
It's 10:06, but we started quite late because it was a long time of getting a quorum. So.
But that doesn't change our. We normally adjourn at 10 o'clock. I'd like to postpone the remaining items on the agenda.
to the next meeting.
All right, does the motion, is that seconded?
Yes.
I want to amend that.
Okay, first we have to see if there's a second.
Yes.
Okay, so it's made and seconded to postpone the remaining items to the next meeting. Mrs. Kaufman has an amendment?
I'd like to hear about the KPFA Foundation. It's only 10 minutes. I think the public really needs to hear what that's about. It's 10 minutes, so I move to postpone the rest of it after the next item.
Okay, so the amendment is on the floor first. Can I give the mic to the secretary for a minute?
Chair, nobody is recognized.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to hear the second motion of the governance committee before we adjourn, which is the LSB fundraising motion. That's my amendment, and that amendment will be dealt with first. So I'm going to speak to my amendment. If you look at your agenda, you'll see that there's been a motion pending before this body for about 4 months. It was passed by the Governance Committee back in March. Moved that the local station board create a fundraising committee to develop a training program, strategy, and implementation plan with annual goals for fundraising by the local station board and its members. This is a motion I brought to the Governance Committee. It was passed by the Governance Committee. This the local station board, of course, did not meet for several months, and given the discussion we had all evening, I think it's important to deal with this motion tonight and get it passed before we postpone the rest of the business. So that's why I want to amend the motion to postpone to allow us to act on this item.
Point of order. Your motion takes two-thirds because you're rearranging the agenda. Okay, we approved the agenda. It wasn't where it was on the agenda.
No, excuse me. It's the same amendment you made.
No, I move to take the next item on the agenda for 10 minutes and then adjourn. You're wanting to bring another motion up and deal with it first. That's changing the agenda.
It's not changing the agenda. Here's the ruling of the chair. The ruling of the chair is the motion that's before us in general is the motion to postpone all the rest of the business. You made a motion, an amendment, to postpone all the rest of the business except for the next item on the agenda. I am making an amendment to postpone all the rest of the business except for that item that I just named, and it's an order. It's not changing the agenda.
Yes, it is.
Okay, the ruling of the chair says it's not.
This is the next item.
It doesn't. You know? It's irrelevant which item on the agenda it is.
No, that's not.
Okay,
that's
fine.
Okay, I challenge you.
You're challenging the ruling of the chair. All the people. So the ruling.
So
just to be clear, the ruling of the chair is that my amendment to Ms. Prezan's motion is an order. If you agree with the ruling of the chair, please signify by raising your hand.
So wait, let me click. Her motion was
her motion was to postpone everything else on the agenda to the next meeting.
To adjourn right now.
Yes, my motion, your motion was to postpone all the rest of the agenda except the next item. My motion...
For the next item on the agenda.
Excuse me. My motion was to postpone everything else on the agenda except for the item I just named, the LSB fundraising motion.
But you can't take...
Excuse me, you... Raise your point of order. The chair ruled against you.
You cannot take things out of order.
We're not taking it out of order. There's a motion. You made your point. The chair ruled against your point. We're now voting on upholding the ruling of the chair. If you want to uphold the ruling of the chair, that motion is in order. Please signify by raising your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4.
He's ruling that
which motion?
They can change
the All right, please pay attention. There was a motion made by Ms. Prezan to postpone everything else on the agenda to the next meeting.
Yes.
Ms. Kaufman made a motion, an amendment to that motion, to postpone everything else but the KPFA Foundation. I made an amendment.
Which is the next item on the agenda?
Excuse me, it's irrelevant. I made a motion. You made your point, and you were overruled on it. I made a motion to postpone everything except item 11B, which is the LSB fundraising motion. So the chair, there was a challenge made to the chair that was not in order. I overruled that. There is now a vote on whether to uphold the chair on allowing that amendment to be heard. So all in favor of allowing that amendment to be heard and upholding the ruling of the chair, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All opposed? 1, 2. Abstentions? You're not voting on the motion. You're voting to allow the motion to be heard. Okay.
I'll vote for it.
So that was a yes, I take it.
That was
it.
So you went from no to...
You went from no vote to voting to uphold the chair.
So that's 7-7.
No, I have 9-1-0.
Oh, 9.
I thought there were two no's. But that's, okay, so at the moment, what is on the floor is my amendment, which I will speak to. I'm sorry I didn't get past the mic.
You're good. You spoke you motivated pretty thoroughly.
All right. So the people need further discussion of the amendment to Ms. Brazon's motion. Any objection to that amendment to Ms. Brazon's motion?
It's your amendment.
Yes, my amendment is the one that's up.
To take number 11 and put it under...
To postpone everything but 11B. That's the motion.
No, I object.
Okay, so all in favor of the motion, the amendment to the motion. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. In favor, all opposed?
I object to that.
Oh, okay, sorry, 2. That's right. 2. Abstentions? 1.
I think I'll go back and abstain.
All right.
That means you went from yes to abstain?
He went from no to abstain.
Oh, okay, thank you. So that's 7-1-2?
All right, so that motion was that amendment was adopted.
Yes.
The next one, there was an amendment from Ms. Kaufman to also include the item.
My amendment was to adjourn after the next item, which is 10 minutes, and it's on KPFA Foundation.
The purpose of which is to take our licenses.
Right, so, since one amendment has already been passed, we would not adjourn because we already have added one piece of business.
Yeah.
We would have two pieces of business if this is adopted.
Okay, so we're okay.
Okay.
So your motion just passed.
Yes.
So we're taking number 11 instead of number 7 on the agenda, correct?
No. If your motion is adopted, we'll do number 7 and then number 11 and then we'll adjourn.
Yeah.
So we're taking number 11.
Yeah. But we're going to do yours too.
If yours is adopted, you will take yours next. We're not changing the order of anything. Do people understand what's now on the agenda? We're voting whether to take up item 7 before we adjourn, and then we would do 11 if the whole thing is adopted. All in favor of adding number 7? 1, 2, 3, 4. All opposed? 5.
I think we're going too fast. I think people aren't.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're voting whether or not to add item 7 back onto tonight's agenda before we adjourn.
Right.
Please hold your hand above your head. So I had 5 yeses. I don't know how many.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
This is a yes.
6, 7. Okay. All opposed? 1, 2. Okay, so
abstain.
Abstentions? 1, 2. Okay, so those are the two amendments that have been added to the motion to postpone the rest of the business. Is there any opposition to adopting the motion as amended, which is to have two more items of discussion before we postpone the rest of the business?
Well, I think it's going to move.
Well,
okay, seeing no objection, we're going to move on with the item 7. Is there someone who wants to make a statement about the KPFA Foundation report? I was not at the governor's meeting.
Lydia
reported on it at the governance committee, so we were going to ask her to...
Someone else at the governance committee?
Does anyone know where Lydia went? Never mind.
She went upstairs with the GM.
Can you go get her?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, well, if we're waiting for that, then we're going to move to item 11, which is, and then we'll come back to it. Item 11B was the LSB fundraising motion, which was read earlier. I'll repeat it. Motion passed by the Governance Committee without objection on March 16th. Moved that the local station board create a fundraising committee to develop a training program, strategy, and implementation plan with annual goals for fundraising by the local station board and its members.
Yes.
Is there any opposition to that motion?
No.
Okay, seeing none, we'll consider it adopted without objection. And I would like to ask for volunteers to serve in that committee so we can hit the ground running. Mr. Reyes, Ms. Gladney, Mr. Crumshaw.
Isn't it the same thing that we signed up before?
It's similar to it, isn't it, Michael?
I don't know what people signed up for. I thought it was the Circle of Giving or something.
Oh, that was a hate
fundraising committee it was.
Oh, that was a hate
speech. No, that was the hate speech prevention policy.
No, that's you, the one around. Yeah, that was the hate speech. That was the hate speech prevention task force.
Okay,
a little tongue tied. So, show of hands again, the secretary.
I saw
Mr. Reyes, Ms. Gladney, Mr. Crumshaw, Ms. Antaram, and myself.
And me as
and,
a listener.
Yes, okay. We're listener. Are there any listeners interested in serving that committee? Because committees can have listeners up to the number of LSV members. I see Rosie and Mr. Zimmerman. And we'll set a meeting and announce it to the public. Thank you. So we're back to item 7, which was the KPFA Foundation report. And Ms. Brozom is asked to say something.
I will speak only to what I know and what I have, to what I have personally researched, is that when this was brought to my attention, I personally went to the website. I did not consult Margie or Dan or anyone else. I did this on my own. To secure any documents relative to the KPFA Foundation. The information I had been given by another board member was that it only of its existence, and she sent me just a snapshot of the page. So I went to the site, and you have to pay in order to get all of the list of documents that are financial, who's on the board, who, you know, what it's about, the whole thing. So I sent in my money. What they sent back was that there was nothing. They, you know, all of the things that they checked off, they said there was nothing. So there were no board members, no financial reports, nothing. So I went to the IRS site and put in the foundation to see if they had a 501c3, which would be like their only way to collect or to be eligible for some of the things that people are now alleging. And they're not registered with the IRS for anything, so there are no financial transactions as a C3, C4, nothing. There's nothing there. Okay, I cannot read into the hearts and minds of other people. I can only go by what they say. And the statements that Margie and Dan have said, and Dan was only listed on the site as the person to whom he's a service receiver. He receives the legal papers. And Margie's was the other one that was listed on the site.
She was the incorporator, correct?
Pardon?
She was the incorporator. She was the incorporator.
Okay. File. If I may fish in, that wasn't the title that was given on the website.
That's
okay. So anyway, so that's what I got. So what I can only then tell you what they have said. So what they have said, and I certainly had no knowledge of this at the time, but what they have said is that in 2013, when things were very grave, and they have been very grave this chapter two, going concerns, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, that they felt if we were to go bankrupt, and they are certainly not the only ones to have said this, that then they wanted to have a placeholder place where they can, for their station, file and be considered as someone who would be in receipt of their station, which is KPFA. KPFT, several people, KPFT have raised the same issues. This is not like news, but they did form this corporation. It seems to just be a placeholder. I have no information beyond that, except to say that, to my knowledge, unless someone can show me something where there is something illegal going on, I haven't certainly found anything. That was just my research on my own. Anyone can do that to verify that, by the way. You can go on
on the Secretary of State site to request that information. You can go to the IRS and do the research yourself. I'm a firm believer in that, is that you trust but you verify.
Yes.
So, you know, the more people do it, the better. And that's all I can say on the subject.
Okay, Ms. Compton, we have a couple of minutes remaining for this.
If anybody in the public wants a copy of the Articles of Incorporation, I will send them to you.
Yes, please.
Yes, okay. Just give me your email after the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Mic
check, use the mic.
I just want to point out that the PNB asked the ED to investigate this and report back to them, and Lydia broke the tie to say no. She didn't want the ED to investigate and get back to us on it. At the time of the incorporator... It's all on the record.
Please don't call out.
Go listen to the meeting.
It was clarified.
Please don't call out.
At the time, the incorporator was Margie Wilkinson, who 3 months after the incorporation fired the ED and became the ED herself. And Dan Siegel, who is the attorney who is helping the GM fire...
Please try to make your statements factual.
Can I finish, please? Fire, the union staff is now advising the GM here, and that's Dan Siegel, who some of you will remember, who helped Eva George get a nice golden parachute on her way out, left KPFK with a couple hundred thousand dollar bills back in the day. So that's whose office that Article of Incorporation goes, not Pacifica.
So the only other thing that I can say is that given that what's been attached to this is that there is some dark conspiracy to secede from the network, from the KKKers, and I have no knowledge about that. There's nothing to suggest that in any of the legal papers. However, I can tell you that Margie Wilkinson, unlike other interim executive directors who have been chairs and have been placed as interim executive directors, did not collect a salary for over a year, that she acted as interim executive director, and therefore saved us a substantial amount of money. $1 million has been reduced in the deficit from the previous year, from before we were a break-even board. So I would say that that's speaks to the against the notion that their intent was to secede, given that they were doing this to the benefit of the foundation.
Right.
Okay, you got to check it out.
Lydia Brazon has the floor. Everybody else, please be quiet.
Okay, and in terms of Mr. Siegel, I guess some part of the rage is that he prevailed in defending Pacifica Foundation against a lawsuit by, among others, Ms. Kaufman.
No, that's right.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, Mr. Reyes.
Reasons why you were removed from
Me, Ms. DeSoto, please be quiet. Stop calling out. Mr. Reyes has the floor.
I just want to go on record because there's some conspiracy nuts out there that, you know, have taken a rumor like this, which is what it is, and I appreciate the investigating it. Mm-hmm. I voted no against the investigation because John Crawford was pretty adamant that he was disgusted with it. So I don't know if I'm supposed to say that or not, but well, it is public record. It was on the screen. So I just want to go on record and say that, and you know, all of this sensationalism that goes on here, you know, it is almost like It's almost like the pink elephant here is Summer Reese. Okay?
Right.
The pink elephant here is Summer Reese.
Right.
And how she dragged down the foundation.
That's right.
And continued to try to do it with you and your...
You can blame Summer Reese for, honey. That was 2 years ago.
All right, thank you.
That was 2 years ago. KPFK
is
the toilet down, which it wasn't then.
Thank you. I want to clarify two. I think we'll take a couple of last public comments. Two things. Ms. Brazon mentioned the words going concern. What that's a reference to is that for 2 years, the auditors who did audit the Pacific Foundation said there was a question as to whether the foundation could remain in business as a going concern. They thought it might be liquidated. So that's how serious it was at that time. The second thing is that Mr. Reyes referred to John Proffitt. For people who might not know, John Proffitt is the executive director of Pacifica currently. The person that represents the management of the entire network and foundation.
No,
very
excuse me.
No, very fast. You know, I'm gonna
next, and then we'll take two public comments, and then we're done.
The audience, you know, you've been sick for yourself, and there are the papers and quotes, you know, how, you know, the former, you know, interim executive director was doing things, you know, with other, you know, members of the PMB, and how they forged basically some documents, you know, fake documents, fake contracts, you know, and what they were doing. So this is public records now, is there, you can access to it, and some members of this board were supporting that action, you know, against the foundation. So us, you know, when you bring your board, then think about it too.
All right, thank you. I'm sorry, unless there's some public comment let's take two public comments and then...
The only reason...
Excuse me.
We're not a going concern is because the audit was done long after the year passed.
We're taking two public comments and then we did agree to postpone all the other business.
Okay, I wanted to say real quickly is that I've been saying this for a long time and I brought this information documented months ago to this board is that no, Pacifica does not owe Amy Goodman a cent. Amy Goodman got that contract under the table with a $10,000 payment under the table to the chair of the PNB without the rest of the board knowing about it. So I wanted to make that clear for people that don't know that information here in the event of. But I wanted to also say that you, Ms. Kaufman, are very responsible for a great deal of loss of Pacifica.
All right, please
friend.
Don't make personal attacks.
And
right.
I wanted to let you know also that KPFK is moving ahead. Pacifica is moving ahead. So let's work. Let's work to make this foundation the greatest foundation that it has been, started out as, and it has to be even expanded. Thank you.
Just to echo my last comment before, this board needs to have a time zone in which these kind of issues can be opened up. And the city itself, I mean, Leslie and John Hobbit, need to have a call at all station meetings now and then, which we haven't had for many years, in which everybody can come and listen and speak and know what's going on. Remember the battle a decade ago was for democracy, accountability, and transparency. I'm sorry to say we really don't have much of any of these, not very functional.
All right, thank you. So we did adopt the motion that we postpone the rest of the business. I just want to urge the body to consider at the next meeting reforming the town hall task force and planning another town hall as a fundraiser and as a town hall. Thank you for your attention and your participation tonight.
Can I ride with you afterwards?
Yes, it was.
All right, thank you.
Is your email 3 means love?
3RS means love.
Okay, because I just sent you an email to confirm.
No.
that I'm going to be on that.
Oh, three R's mean love.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's Rose and Mary.
Can I get a ride with you at the end?
I didn't think so.
But you volunteered to be on the...
Can people please dismantle the microphone? The LSP members, please dismantle the microphone.
The fundraising committee.
LSP members, please dismantle the microphone.
Is that
thank
Rosemary?
You.
One word or two words?
Two words.
Is that Elizondo with a... They go with the others here. Do you want to take it?
Can you please help this man with the microphone? The LSP members, please help this man with the microphone.
Okay. The meeting's closing. I have about 10:33. I don't have an exact time. Good night.